Okay, yeah. So it's Saturday and it's 2 p.m. Indianapolis time, January the 16th, 2016. And I feel like I need to extend and elaborate upon not the simply the issue of Oasis and Coldplay, but specifically Coldplay. For the record, I've technically never purchased a Coldplay album or song. I listen to Coldplay off of the internet, off of like YouTube. I end up being exposed to commercials as a result, so hopefully in whatever marginal entertainment pyramid scheme they're being paid from, they're getting their fractional amount, whatever the hell that means. I'm not inclined to buy the things that are being advertised with Coldplay videos, but at least I'm being exposed to them, so they're getting their fractional whatever. But here's the thing, Coldplay, the songs are like I said, they're not just they're hypnotic, but they pull you in. It's almost like, the CIA, supposedly, according to some people, the CIA during the Cold War actually sponsored bands, like a whole bunch of bands in LA around the LA area. So I don't know if the Eagles were one of these groups, but I think there were some groups that came out of this. I think maybe the Birds, I don't know, but there were some groups that came out of this. I don't know a lot about rock and roll history, but there are people who do believe the CIA did this. They, like the Monkees, for example. I don't know if they sponsored the Monkees, but my God, that seems like the kind of thing the CIA would come up with. A TV show music combination. In fact, when you think about the Monkees, in many ways, the Monkees, they were sort of like trailblazers because in some ways, the Monkees were the first reality. Well, I don't know if they were the first, but they came awfully close to being the first reality TV show. Because when you think about it, the Monkees, the storylines may have been made up, but the Monkees were like they were like a band. So they went around and they had concerts. So they had this other existence outside of the show where they were the band. And I believe they kind of kept their real name. So I'm going a little bit on a tangent here. But yeah, the Monkees. What the hell? They could have been CIA. But I think that Coldplay might be a product of MI6. I think that, I think that the UK royalty has extraordinarily well-funded top secret underground labs, probably thousands of feet below the surface of one of those royal, getaways, one of those royal castles up in Scotland. And somewhere deep in the bowels of those caves, they are manufacturing these British boy bands like Oasis. Oasis came from the cave. I mean, I don't want to admit it, but maybe the Beatles came from that very same cave. Maybe the Beatles were the first manufactured boy band. And nobody wants to admit these things, but the music is so hypnotic. In the Beatles case, come on, Helter Skelter. The Manson family, Charlie Manson. I don't know. Anyways, so I've been listening to Coldplay, and it's like the songs. It's like, it's a sky full of stars. I want to go steal a car. It's like the song basically leads you down these kind of questionable paths, cognitive paths. It's like there's a sky full of stars, or I want to beat you so you see a sky full of stars or something. I don't know. It's a sky full of stars. I want to blow up your car. It's like that's the thing. Anything can go with that. So it's almost like a perfect song for wiping your brain. Because that's the thing about Coldplay songs, is that they're really enjoyable to listen to. But 5 minutes later, you would be hard pressed to explain to anybody what that song was about. It's like, I don't know what it was about. It's like a sky full of stars. I want to go steal your car or something. That's what the Coldplay song was about, stealing people's cars. I don't know. I think that the Coldplay songs almost operate like a mind wipe. Like I actually think you could use a Coldplay song and actually you could use their songs like albums to wipe a person's mind, put somebody in kind of like an isolation tank where they're suspended in a saline solution, and they've got total sensory deprivation, and except for the audio, and all you do is play Coldplay songs for like 72 hours. Maybe it takes 100 hours, but after 100 hours of Coldplay, I think that all of your long-term memories have been, I think a lot of your long-term memories have been wiped, and you might not have a lot of your semantic memories left or your problem solving. So, yeah. Coldplay. But I listen to Coldplay and I love their songs. So that's what concerns me. It really does concern me. It's a question mark. It's like, you know, Dan, on the one hand, you're really beaten up on Coldplay, but you listen to their songs. In fact, they're in your list of songs you like. You know, some of those songs. But really, in some ways, Coldplay reminds me of Styx. And I know, I'm an old guy, but there's people old enough to remember Styx. And here's the thing about Styx, or even ELO, but let's just talk about Styx. Styx didn't write great rock ballads like Led Zeppelin, okay? But Styx had a lot of songs that more or less made you feel good, okay? They were very simple. There wasn't a lot of complexity in a Styx song. It wasn't like Led Zeppelin. I've used to say that Styx was like a poor man's Led Zeppelin, and it's like, I don't know. In some queer way, it feels like that. But ELO was the same way. I love Electric Light Orchestra, but truthfully, there's nothing there. In fact, ELO was probably invented by MI6, the same lab that invented Coldplay. That mutated Coldplay from Oasis, probably Oasis sprung out of ELO, and ELO was probably leftover DNA and material from The Who and The Beatles. I mean, who knows? But ultimately, these things might be totally constructed, and they might be all about just making you feel okay, making you feel good, and kind of just lulling you into a state of you know, unawares. I mean, not being aware of what's going on around you. Lulling you into a state of obedience. Do I think Coldplay is part of a nefarious worldwide agenda? No, probably not. But, you know, truthfully, there's not a lot there. It's like, I used to think songs had meaning, and now I think a lot of the music we listen to, it's kind of just, it's almost devoid of meaning. In fact, you could say that a lot of the music on the radio these days is equivalent to the tomatoes at the grocery store. They're not like the tomatoes my mother or my dad grew. They're not like tomatoes you grow in your garden. I'm sorry. They are like nutrient-free tomatoes. It's like they're vitamin-free tomatoes. There's nothing to them. There's basically just a little hint of tomato, water, and some, you know, cellulose to hold the thing together, but there's nothing there. And that's kind of like music on the radio these days. These almost tasteless, flavorless, you know, too tough to bite into, completely non-vitamin, non-nutritional tomatoes. But I don't know. Coldplay isn't so bad. And I think that I'll probably listen to more Coldplay songs because they are addictive. And the thing about them is you don't really remember a lot after you listen to one. So you can just listen to them over and over again. And maybe that is the agenda, that you just have people on an infinite loop and you build up your fractionals. You see, people like me watching on YouTube, Coldplay's got it going. They got a plan, Stan. Okay. Have a great afternoon.